The next case is Helen Venema. The last name is Victor Echo November Echo Mike Alpha Venema. The first name is Helen. This is a clinical case of a 92-year-old female that is following the practice because of a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. She is CKD stage 4. Period in the prior to visits, that were done in January of 23 and May of 23, we were unable to collect the urine, and for that reason, we were wondering what was the explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function and the progressive anemia. The laboratory workup that was done in February the 25th of 2023 shows that the creatinine is 1.99, that the estimated GFR is 23 mL per minute, the patient has an albumin of 4, liver function tests are with the normal limits, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. However, the protein creatinine ratio, to our surprise, is consistent with a proteinuria at nephrotic level, 3,511 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is nephrotic syndrome, as mentioned before. The patient is oxygen dependent, but she feels exhausted. She doesn't have a fluid retention, and she looks like a normal person. She was explained about the need to do the laboratory workup in order to rule out and establish a diagnosis for this nephrotic syndrome, hopefully without a kidney biopsy. By the same token, and thinking in the possibility of malignancy in a 92-year-old with a malignancy-associated nephropathy, we are going to order a chest CT scan and a pelvic CT scan, as well as abdominal CT scan, in order to rule out that possibility. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today is 164 over 81 with a body weight that has not gone down. It's 136 pounds with a BMI of 23.4. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to CKD stage 4. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism without evidence of hypercalcemia. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. The patient is not taking PPIs. She is on H2 inhibitors. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, which is asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is followed by Dr. Wong. She is oxygen dependent. The chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and the anemia makes her extremely weak, period. The patient apparently has had an irregular bowel movement. She has been evaluated by Dr. Thakkar's THAKKAR office. We are going to order the glomerulopathy workup, and we will see her afterwards. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.